Thank you for listening to the Fierce Audie podcast, where we talk about disability, quackery, parenting, and Jewish life.
Anna Kennedy has been ignoring abuse at her former school, Baston School, and threatened autistic campaigner Emma Domain. Kennedy is an anti-vaxxer and many other things. She has threatened Emma with court cases, but she fails to understand that I am in the United States. Anna Kennedy, if you are reading this, bring IT on. My own parents hate me, so there is nothing you can do to make me crack. Anna Kennedy was born on March 12, 1960, in Middlesbrough to Maria and Antonio Samarone. Her birth name was Dominica Ann Samarone. She attended Sacred Heart School in Middlesbrough. She opened a dance studio that she ran for years before going to Italy. Kennedy married Sean Kennedy, who was autistic himself. Sean is a barrister, lawyer, and is also from Middlesbrough. They have two sons together. They're Patrick and Angelo. When they grew to be school-aged, they were diagnosed as autistic. They already subscribed to the tragedy narrative by saying that it was so hard to find suitable education for them, so they built their own after mortgaging their house. It sounds well and good, but they did not even protect the students at a different school that Anna was a director on the board. She did not even protect the children at this school from abuse. Anti-vaxxer, yes. Anna Kennedy is an anti-vaxxer. According to her book Not Stupid, yes, that is really her book title. Nice, huh? She talks about an organization called Justice Awareness and Basic Support, JABS. She does not mention that it was formed at the same time their solicitor, also Wakefield's solicitor, formed a partnership. Something to think about. It was also around the same time Wakefield's study was retracted by The Lancet. JABS spreads propaganda for the anti-vaccine movement. She describes them in her book, members of JABS, a self-help group that neither recommends nor advises against vaccinations, has campaigned to sue the British Medical Council. JABS was set up to promote awareness and understanding about immunizations and to offer basic support to parents whose children have developed problems with their health after receiving vaccinations. The organization has been battling for justice for vaccine-damaged children and for their rights to receive compensation. I have to say I have some sympathy with it, particularly as its views seem to back up my own doubts about the safety of the triple vaccination MMR. Anna Kennedy in her book Not Stupid, schools were big business for the Kennedys. Baston House School was set up alongside Moorcroft Manor School by Moorcroft Manor Limited. Anna Kennedy was a shareholder from Moorcroft Manor Limited until November 10, 2008. She was then appointed a director of Baston House School in 2009 and resigned on May 20, 2013. Sean Kennedy was a shareholder from 2001 or 2002 until November 10, 2008. He was appointed to be a director on November 23, 2001. He resigned on June 7, 2002. He was then reappointed on October 22, 2022 and resigned on November 10, 2008. Anna and Sean were both paid directors and received dividends from the company from 2001 until 2008. SumaCare Limited provided temporary support staff. Anna Kennedy was appointed as a director on December 29, 2000. Anna Kennedy was a shareholder from the company founding until November 10, 2008. She reassigned on May 20, 2013. Sean Kennedy was appointed as a director on December 29, 2000. He was a shareholder from 2001 or 2002 until November 10, 2008. Sean Kennedy resigned on November 10, 2008. The shares of Moorcroft Manor Limited, Autism Consultants Limited and SumaCare Limited were sold to Hillcrest Autism Services Limited on November 10, 2008. This is the parent company that owned Baston House. Anna Kennedy was a shareholder of Hillcrest Autism Services Limited from startup on November 10, 2008 until May 20, 2013. According to accounting records on December 31, 2010, Hillcrest Autism Services Limited owed Anna Kennedy £1,240,000 and Sean Kennedy £600,000. In the year before, it is unknown how much money Anna and Sean Kennedy received for shares in Moorcroft Manor Limited, Autism Consultants Limited and SumaCare Limited. Autism Consultants owned the Old Vicarage, a residential home, West London Community College with locations at Courtyard Campus, Calm Lodge, Vine House, Aston House. Anna and Sean Kennedy were both shareholders and directors from March 2000 until May 20, 2008. The company documented the cost of the shares in its subsidiaries at £6,710,613. It is possible that Anna and Sean Kennedy could have received $3 million British pounds for the shares owned. Anna received dividends for 3 years until December 31, 2011. Sean was paid interest for 3 years until December 31, 2012. On May 20, 2013, all the shares of Hillcrest Care Limited was owned by the company. The cost of the shares of Hillcrest Care Limited is not known for sure. Anna could have received £39,240. On May 20, 2013, Outcomes First Group Holdings Limited, the parent company of Moorcroft Manor Limited and Autism Consultants Limited, set aside 42,857,142 B preferred shares to Anna Kennedy. These shares were worth £428,571. Those shares were sold to Boston Holdco Limited on March 7, 2016. It's not known for sure what the cost of the shares were. Anna could have made £300,000. Anna Kennedy Online Charity. Anna Kennedy founded the Anna Kennedy Online Charity in April 2009. The trustees of this charity were Sean Kennedy, Marie Louisa Davison, her sister, and Marie Robbins. The charity's most current accounts show revenue of £24,000 and expenses of £29,000. This means that the charity is insolvent. The main creditor is Anna Kennedy. There are no employees and 25 volunteers. Sean Kennedy is the charity's lawyer. He is registered as Vinehouse, Hillingdon. Lisa Marie Robbins recorded the same address when she joined the charity in 2014. The charity is using Brook House, located in Uxbridge, currently. This address also belongs to a company offering serviced offices. These offices can be rented short-term. Vinehouse is owned by Autism Services Limited, now called Options Autism Limited, and is used by Hillingdon Autistic. All of this means that Anna Kennedy was directly involved in the management of Moorcroft Manor Limited and so would have been involved in any Ofsted inspection of Moorcroft Manor School and Baston House School until May 20, 2013. May 20, 2013 until March 7, 2016. Anna Kennedy was indirectly involved in the management of the company that owned Moorcroft Manor Limited. Anna Kennedy is currently renting at Vinehouse, Hillingdon. Vinehouse was previously owned by Autism Services Limited, now called Options Autism Limited. Baston House School. Anne Kennedy was a director of the school and was a shareholder of the company that opened it. It was opened on June 9, 2011, and it has grown in size since then. She stepped down in 2019. It is a school for autistic children in Southeast England. All children at this school have an EHCP, IEP. Baston House serves children who have a primary diagnosis of autism spectrum condition, complex needs and associated challenging behavior, previous placement breakdowns, a history of school refusal, periods of time out of school, specific learning disabilities like dyslexia and dyspraxia, issues with an education, health and care plan, EHCP. What's the problem? Mark Page, a parent of a child who attended Baston House, came forward to AIM CEO Emma Domain about the abuse he suffered. The student is now an adult and he wants justice for the abuse he had to endure, and AIM is helping him. He is not the only one. Anna Kennedy avoided anything to do with trouble. Mark Page. Send Lisa. Twitter at Lisa Send. Thank you for sharing this. I genuinely believe there needs to be through police investigation to this matter, and all evidence must be made available to ensure the child gets justice and those who are responsible are never allowed to work with children again. Facebook Alexandra Zandra Avoid. My son came home in bruises. Other parents are speaking out about the treatment other children received. 7W like reply. Erin Delane Alexandra Zandra. Sorry to hear this. Do you mind me asking when your son attended? 7W like reply. Alexandra Zandra. Erin Delane until 2021. Anna Kennedy Obey reposted. Anna Kennedy Obey at A. 9H replying to at Lisa Send and at Ukhomeofis. Totally support your call for an investigation and please see my response. Thank you. Replies media likes. 172. 1H 287. Anna Kennedy raising autism. ANANAKANADIONLINE.COM response to online allegatio. Dr. Anna Kennedy Obey. Anna Kennedy Obey at July 23, 2023 replying to at Anna Kennedy 1PIC below confirmation. I had no operational involvement with Baston House. This is to provide clarity on this matter. Documents shared in public domain. I am also sharing with Twitter my comment to the school when I first discovered the policy on spithoods. Eddie passed to women against spithoods and seclusion case refers to past events. A spokesperson for OFG said, the case refers to past events and it role regenia director date of birth March 1960. Did not own the school at the time. Also, The organization said the school leadership team in place at the time has been replaced. Kennedy was not involved in operational decisions when the incidents occurred. OFG said origin of these comments relate to events of which I had no involvement or control. Spithoods and the small room they speak of goes. Kennedy said she is wholly against spithoods and seclusion. Case refers to past events. A spokesperson for OFG said the case refers to past events and it did not own the school at the time. Also, the organization said the school leadership team in place at the time has been replaced. Kennedy was not involved in operational decisions when the incidents occurred, OFG said. Though it paid compensation, the firm did not admit liability. Anna Kennedy Obey 0, March 26, 2013. Off to Baston House School in Kent this morning. UPM Anna Kennedy Obey, November 16, 2013. Autism Scotland Roadshow today at Baston House School, Bromley, Kent. Setting off soon to prepare. Exciting 93071 Anna Kennedy Obey at March 16, 2013. Our conference at Baston House School, a great success. 1 the UPM at UPM Global at what if fashion was no longer a drain on the environment? Boo plus regenerative impact instead? Nicholson, CEO of Circular Stems. Anna Kennedy Obey. At A. 2D, we've all heard the saying, believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see. Don't be quick to jump to conclusions. Not everything is what it appears to be. Weekend vibes. Don't jump on the bandwagon. 01. We've all heard the saying, believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see. Don't be quick to jump to conclusions. Not everything is what it appears to be. Motivatic plus 172. Copyright 12 IL 1.050. Anna Kennedy O. December 12, 2014. Off to pupils. Christmas play at Baston House School on Christmas Jumper Day. Autism. Anna Kennedy Obey at July 23, 2023. Replying to at Anna Kennedy 1 PIC below confirmation. I had no operational involvement with Baston House. This is to provide clarity on this matter. Documents shared in public domain. I am also sharing with Twitter my comment to the school when I first discovered the policy on spithoods. Eddie passed to Tro against spithoods and seclusion. Case refers to past events. A spokesperson for OFG said, the case refers to past events and it role regenia director date of birth March 1960. Did not own the school at the time. Also, the organization said the school leadership team in place at the time has been replaced. Kennedy was not involved in operational decisions when the incidents occurred. OFG said origin of these comments relate to events of which I had no involvement or control. Spithoods and the small room they speak of goes. MST. Possibility Magazine. Follow February 20, 2017. Six options. Appoints Anna Kennedy Obey as Autism Ambassador. Options Group. http://wp.me/P2PEEK-E2C Cyrillic letter Belorussian Ukrainian ePassability Magazine.co.uk Options appoints Anna Kennedy Obey as Autism Ambassador. Anna Kennedy Obey at March 26, 2013. Off to Baston House School in Kent this morning. 01 Eile Anna Kennedy Obey 0. November 16, 2013. Autism Scotland Roadshow today at Baston House School, Bromley, Kent. Setting off soon to prepare. Exciting 3171 Eile L. Anna Kennedy Obey, March 16, 2013. Our conference at Baston House School, a great success. 1. Options Autism. Follow December 6, 2017. 0. Pupils from Baston House School and Autism Ambassador Anakana Di Online got into the Christmas spirit at the weekend and turned on the Christmas lights in Beckenham. All had a great time. Switch on festive Christmas spirit. Anakana Di Online. Follow November 29, 2014. Q. Anna Kennedy Online's Austin with the Baston House School Parent Support Group. With those smiles, we daren't ask what he was talking about this time. We know it was a good talk though, as they kept him for an hour longer than the room was booked for. Every bit of awareness counts. Anna Kennedy Obey. June 30, 2014. Our Baston House School was broken into last week and several of pupils' iPads were taken and they smashed back door. GRR02L2 Isle Anna Kennedy O. October 28, 2013 Autism Got Talent Roadshow on November 16 at Baston House School, Bromley, Kent. Please email Lisa Robbins at thevines.org.uk. HTTP. Twitter xmsa8wgnp1173 Leanna Kennedy Obey. January 17, 2013 Baston House School Open Me Today Brr Another Cold Morning. Facebook. This is YouTube link of our head teacher at Baston House School talking about his life and being head of our school. Anna Kennedy Obey. November 1, 2017. Good meeting today with Principal of Baston and Jackie Groundsell from Beckenham Businesses talking Christmas autism adoption SA autism. Anna Kennedy Obey. December 11, 2014. Looking forward to seeing pupils Christmas play tomorrow at Baston House School in Kent. Autism 17202 Eileen Anna Kennedy Obey. March 16, 2013. Off to our school, Baston House School, today for Autism Conference in Kent. Free to parents. Great speakers. 91-171-01 Ilana Kennedy Obey. November 1, 2017. Good meeting today with Principal of Baston and Jackie Groundsell from Beckenham Businesses talking Christmas Autism Adoption SA Autism. Anna Kennedy Obey. 271,915 at Brent Woodward 1 at Happy Sensory. Thank you very much. Appreciated. Baston House School pupils will enjoy X172LL Anna Kennedy Obey. 0 July 6, 2016. I was at our Baston House School today in Bromley. They were rehearsing for Bugsy Malone. Alit. Instagram com PBHHXVLB2PK0411 leaders Anna Kennedy Obey at October 5, 2013 replying to at Adams 1 Ali at Adams 1 Ali next year at Baston. Autism Got Talent on Navam Roadshow 16th this year plus. Anna Kennedy O. December 16, 2015 off to our Baston House School today and looking forward to seeing our pupils Christmas performance Autism Awareness 17102 Il Anna Kennedy Obey. July 26, 2013 West Ham coach coming to train pupils at Baston House School and students at our college in September. Anna Kennedy Obey registered sign. July 24, 2013 last day of term at our schools at Hillingdon Manor and Baston House School. Let the summer school holidays begin. Personally, I'll avoid Baston like the plague. PM if you want further info, as I know people who feel differently about the school XU like reply to Claire Andrew. My son goes to Browns and he's thriving. He started September last year. My son has learning difficulties to the point that he is quite a few years behind his age, but he is slowly getting better in all areas. The therapies on offer there are fantastic. I'm actually hoping to send my other son there in September 2021. X. Anakanadi online. Follow December 16, 2015. Uxbridge. At a lovely afternoon spent at Baston House School watching Peter Pan the school Christmas pantomime. It's great to see the children and staff enjoying the experience together from acting on stage, making the costumes and scenery. One mom approached me and said, I just want to say thank you for setting up the school. It has changed all our lives more than you will ever know. I said it starts with a shell and the staff and children create the rest. Anna. Anna Kennedy Obey. January 7, 2014. This is YouTube link of our head teacher at Baston House School talking about his life and being head of our school. https://. Twitter at Mtvoy DDA Ilana Kennedy Obey. August 10, 2014 replying to at Deej1968 at Deej1968 at Telegraph 165 children travel in within 1 hour's drive also opened a school in Kent Baston House School Ilana Kennedy Obey. March 9, 2013 HTTP. Twitter Avern10Q Baston Autism Conference Kent next Saturday free for parents and for professionals. Anakanadi online. Follow February 6. 2017. 0 cent on behalf of Graham Baker, Chief Executive Officer Options. I am very pleased to announce the appointment of Anna Kennedy Obey as Autism Ambassador for the Options Group. This is a new role which will see Anna support the Options Autism and LD Division. We are very pleased to welcome Anna to the wider group. Her values and wealth of experience will add real value to our expanding organization. Anna will be visiting all Options Autism services over the coming months. I'm sure you will all join me in wishing Anna all the very best in her new role. Anna Kennedy O. October 31, 2013 replying to at Kirsty1981 at Kirsty1981 thanks no I live in Uxbridge we have a school in Bromley Baston House School Il Anna Kennedy Obey at June 12, 2016. 5 years ago this week Samantha Cameron came to officially open our second autism school Baston Instagram.com/p/BGH8ZUCLOQ317202 Ilana Kennedy Obey. February 13, 2014 HTTP. Twitter M705KVDV8. Some case studies from our families at Baston House School Audis. Then another victim brought the Baston House School to court but when in the news wished to remain anonymous. They called him Ben. He is autistic and deaf. He was first placed in a mainstream school and he had a meltdown. It was then decided by his local school district that a placement in a specialist school would be appropriate. In 2014, he moved to Baston House School. At this time it was owned by Hillcrest Children's Services. Ben was known to have high levels of anxiety and was having a hard time coping. When he started at Baston House, there was a behavior plan. It was supposed to help him with strategies for helping him calm down. Ben's mother says that one of the agreed strategies was that he should be allowed to go outside and given space so he could run around. Ben found this helpful and his family also used this at home. In 2015, there was an altercation with two other students. Ben was put in a room that the school called the soft playroom. It contained exercise equipment, including a large exercise ball. Ben told his parents that there were two staff holding the door shut so he could not leave. When Ben was in flight or fight, he picked up the ball and tried to throw it out the window but miscalculated. He put both his arms through the glass by mistake. He had serious injuries to his forearms. It required treatment at the hospital and left him with permanent scars. He did not return to school after this due to his anxiety and high levels of distress. It has been very difficult to go to any school since this time and now is being homeschooled. Ben's family told Kate Whiting from the abuse claims team at Lee Day to bring a claim related to this incident against Outcomes First Group. This is Hillcrest Children's Services subsidiary. Safety glass was not put in this room and the school building was not safe or appropriate for educating disabled children. The defendant did admit liability for this incident and there was expert evidence from an independent pediatric psychiatrist that was found by Ben's legal team. The psychiatrist reported that the incident in question has increased Ben's anxiety so much, it caused him to have PTSD, as well as Ben's appalling physical injuries. The psychological impact of this incident has left Ben unable to enter a school or classroom environment. Due to his PTSD diagnosis from the incident, he remains at home where we are trying to build his confidence and trust again. I chose Baston House School as it claimed it was a pioneering leader in autism education. As a mother, my wish is that the authorities scrutinize the level of care of specialist schools. Ben's mother Daniel, another autistic child who wishes to remain anonymous, is called Daniel. Daniel had a spit hood used on him. His family called for better regulation of specialist schools following a court case they filed on behalf of their son. They sought legal action after Daniel was removed from the school after they reported concerns about using a spit hood, physical restraint, and a seclusion room. Daniel is autistic and is learning disabled. He also has cerebral palsy, which does impact his mobility. His local school district placed him at Baston House School when he was 10 years old. Shortly after this transfer, his family was told by his teacher that they would be using a spit hood because Daniel was spitting. This is not something Daniel was doing at home. They were worried that this would be distressing to Daniel. His family was assured that the spit hood would only be used as a last resort. They were under the impression that this was normal practice at specialist schools. The school told the family if they did not consent, he would not be able to attend the school. So of course they felt like they had no choice. His family also said that they had concerns about how the school was dealing with him. They had a lack of safeguarding policies where Daniel was being taken from his class and put into a seclusion room by himself. Daniel told his parents that one of the rooms was too small and that he could not stretch his legs. Dogs have better accommodations in crates. The room was empty and the light switch was outside the room. He said he was terrified that there could be a fire and he would not be able to get out. After the family approached the school and they attended numerous meetings, they were told they could no longer meet Daniel's needs. This was right after Daniel won the award Most Improved Student in Secondary. His teachers even said that he was making great progress. After Daniel was removed and the lack of action from the school, they filed a complaint with the owners of the school, Hillcrest Children's Services. During the investigation, Daniel's family was horrified after receiving reports which described multiple incidents where the spit hood was used. They had never seen these reports before. They also found out that Baston House School had adopted its own internal spit hood policy. This allowed the staff to use it on the basis that it was in the best interests of everyone at the school. Daniel's family said after a visit to the school by a school district official, they were informed that a room was discovered. This room was the size of a closet with a peephole in the door. It was also locked with a key. The school confirmed that Daniel was placed in this room once, but Daniel said it was many times. During an inspection in October 2013, it was reported that school staff said that the person who did this did not take the required action to keep students safe. The policies and procedures were not enough, and that is what compromised the student's safety. There were gaps in records showing which staff had participated in safeguarding training. There was also inconsistency in record keeping and reporting incidents that posed a risk to a student's safety. Not long after Daniel left the Baston House School on January 19, 2015, his family discovered that the spithood policy was no longer used. There was an amended policy that caused this decision. It had been expedited by negative perceptions about the use of the spithood. Non-restrictive policies were then adopted in the school. Daniel is now attending a different school where he has never been physically restrained. Anna Kennedy's response. Anna Kennedy was contacted by parents about the abuse and they were either blocked or ignored. Two other victims stepped forward after seeing Emma's video on TikTok. That is the power of social media. There were numerous accounts of sexual and physical abuse, use of restraints, etc. Physical restraints were used on children who were vocally stimming. They were met with four adult men who restrained them. This left the children with bruises and threats of restraint if they were uncooperative. After posting this to social media, what did Anna Kennedy do? Well, she threatened legal action, of course. Baston House School, part of the Outcomes First Group Spithood Usage Policy, date January 2, 2015. Review date void. Principal Proprietor Chris Kisten. Board of Directors update 1 inches February 2015. The principal and board of directors have removed the use of a spithood as one of the strategies to support behavior. This was due to the school implementing non-restrictive practices to support learners that spit. The decision was expedited by negative perceptions that the use of the device stirred in certain community members. This device will no longer be used at Baston House School. Baston House School explicitly and categorically places on record that the use of a spithood is uncommon and a last resort practice. The school considers the use of a spithood to be in the best interest of the school community and is essential in protecting the community against the transmission of diseases and infections through transmitting fluids like saliva and mucus. 1.0. Purpose and scope. This policy provides guidelines for the use of spithoods at Baston House School. 2.0 Definition. Spithoods are temporary protective devices designed to prevent the wearer from biting and/or transferring or transmitting fluids, saliva and mucus, to others. 3.0 Usage. 3.1 Spithoods will only be considered as a viable option once 3.1.1 A Behavior Support Plan, BSP, has been implemented by teaching staff. 3.1.2 The behavior has been monitored by the senior leadership team and the BSP has ratified as being as effective as it could be. 3.1.3 At least two behavior removal strategies have been implemented by the therapy team, including clinical psychologist, and has been shown to be ineffective. 3.2 Spithoods may be placed upon a learner when a lead professional reasonably believes the learner will bite or spit, either on a person or in an inappropriate place. They are generally used during application of a physical intervention, while the person is restrained, or during or after transport. 3.3 The lead professional applying spithoods should ensure that the spithood is applied properly to allow for adequate ventilation and that the learner can breathe normally. 3.4 Staff should provide assistance during the movement of an escorted learner due to the potential for impaired or distorted vision on the part of the individual. 3.5 Where possible, consideration should be given to the removal of jewelry or eyewear from the learner prior to the application of a spithood. Manly Solicitors. Date, June 29, 2023. RF, Ken02/1. Your ref, by email and post. info@autistisinclusivemeets.org. Strictly private and confidential and not for publication or dissemination. Dear Ms. Domain, our client, Anna Kennedy Obey 1. We are instructed by Ms. Anna Kennedy Obey in relation to your highly defamatory posts on various social media outlets and other unlawful misconduct. Your behavior amounts to harassment, defamation and malicious communications. We have advised our client that she can issue proceedings in the High Court of Justice to restrain your campaign of harassment of her. However, our client wishes to remain conciliatory at this stage and offer you an opportunity to withdraw your allegations against her. 2. For the avoidance of any doubt, this letter is marked strictly private and confidential and not for publication or dissemination. This is a serious notice. This letter is not to be published, sent or copied to any third party, save your legal advisors and the court, without Manly's express permission in writing. Manly Solicitors owns the intellectual property rights and values the confidential information in this letter. Any breach of our copyright by publication of this letter, or any part of it, in any form, without our express agreement in writing, will be actionable against you by this law firm and we will take action where necessary to protect our rights. Please do not, therefore, contemplate breaching the terms upon which this letter is provided to you. By all means, send this correspondence to your solicitor. Indeed, we strongly advise you to seek urgent advice from a firm of solicitors with expertise in this area of law and provide a copy of this letter to them. Our client 3. Our client is the founder of the Anna Kennedy Online Charity, which supports autistic people and their families. Amongst many accolades, she is a respected officer of the Order of the British Empire and a prolific ambassador and patron for autism and awareness of the condition. She works with education and other services providers as well as government bodies to improve services and experiences for autistic children, young people and adults. In the course of her work, she has helped establish schools, a college and a respite home for. Our client is a person of good character, with an unblemished reputation. She is the mother of 2 adult autistic children and is married to an autistic man. She unquestionably has first-hand experience of autism. She is passionate about her charitable work and is committed to campaigning on various issues which affect autistic people specifically. Background 5. Despite our client not knowing you personally nor having met you either in person or virtually, she has been made aware of postings made by you across various social media platforms which include false allegations against our client of abuse and misconduct. You allege that she was the owner of a school in Bromley during which time pupils were abused physically, mentally and sexually. Your allegations are untrue. 6. You have caused, and continue to cause, considerable distress to our client and also the autistic disabled members of her family, putting them at increased risk of serious harm. The impact of your campaign upon our client and as a consequence the autistic members of her family has been significant and persistent and constitutes harassment. The reputational damage caused by your highly defamatory posts is serious and will not be tolerated. Your conduct and contravention of the law, Malicious Communications Act 2003, 7, Section 127, 1, of the Malicious Communications Act 2003, MCA 2003, prohibits a person from sending by means of a public electronic communications network a message or other matter that is grossly offensive or of an indecent, obscene, or menacing character. Furthermore, a person is guilty of an offense under Section 127, 2, of MCA 2003 if, for the purpose of causing annoyance, inconvenience, or needless anxiety to another, he she sends by means of a public electronic communications network, a message that he knows to be false, causes such a message to be sent, or persistently makes use of a public electronic communications network, a person found guilty of an offense under Section 127 of the MCA 2003 shall be liable, on summary conviction, to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 6 months, or a fine, or both. 9. You have persistently sent messages to other users of the social media platforms on which you have posted which are malicious in nature in that they are aimed at causing annoyance and needless anxiety to both our client and her disabled family members and, on any objective basis, this can be seen as intentional. Moreover, at the following link you have incited others to make similar postings and or contact tag our client with the intention of causing further distress and anxiety. https://fb.watch/lp7i-yonk-cg/protection-from-harassment-act-1997-10 Section 1 of the Protection from Harassment Act 1997, FA 1997, prohibits a person from pursuing a course of conduct which amounts to harassment of another, and which he she knows or ought to know amounts to harassment of the other. 11. A person guilty of an offense under this section is liable on summary conviction to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 6 months, or a fine, or both. 12. The victims of this offense can be protected from further conduct which amounts to harassment by way of a restraining order against you, prohibiting you from doing anything described in the order. Section 5 PHA 1997. They are also entitled to damages from you for your conduct. Section 3 PHA 1997, 13. The volume of posts by you across several platforms including Facebook, Twitter and YouTube over the course of approximately 7 years amounts to a course of conduct which is harassing in nature. You have made at least 9 online posts about our client at the following links, https://fb.watch/ip7bxe4yni/http://fb.watch/lp7i-yonk-cg/https://fb.watch/lp7i-yonk-cg/https/youtube/self-ovgm5ls/https://mfacebook.com/story dot php story fbid equals fbid 02 wd 2 ik 24 noct xy pismi q z y e y fucked a 699 x spet 2 j w 5 iv r c 65 a 2 v d d l and id equals 100 trillion 71 billion 454 million 143,029 https youtube 3 w h d is 414. This persistent and deliberate peppering of abusive videos amounts to harassment. It is obsessive behavior which attempts to change the public perception of our client and her charity and causes our client extreme emotional distress, and places her and her family in fear for their safety. Your accusations imply our client has been involved in the abuse, including sexual abuse, of children. This is abhorrent, untrue, destructive, and highly defamatory. 15. If you elect to continue with this conduct, it will not go unchallenged by our client. Public Order Act 1986-16, Section 4A of the Public Order Act 1986, POA 1986, prohibits a person from causing intentional harassment, alarm or distress to another. A person is guilty of an offense if, with intent to cause a person harassment, alarm or distress, he/she uses threatening, abusive or insulting words or behavior, or disorderly behavior, or displays any writing, sign or other visible representation which is threatening, abusive or insulting, thereby causing that or another person harassment, alarm or distress. Section 4A, 1 POA 1986, 17. A person guilty of an offense under Section 4A POA 1986 is liable on summary conviction to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 6 months, or a fine, or both. 18. All of your conduct and comments amount to harassment and by proxy, a public order offense. We will not hesitate to report this matter to the police should it become necessary. The Defamation Act 2013-19. You have consistently and repeatedly published online posts about our client which are defamatory. The Defamation Act 2013 requires that any prospective claimant must demonstrate that an offending publication has caused or is likely to cause serious harm to reputation. It is beyond doubt that your publications have already caused very serious and substantial harm and grave distress to our client. 20. The notion that our client has been involved in the abuse of children, sexual or otherwise, is abominable. 21. The ordinary and natural meaning of this allegation is that our client is aware of and has allowed abuse to take place at a school at which she was a director. 22. Our client was just one of the directors of the company which ran Baston House School. It is a clear misrepresentation to claim that she owned the said school or the company. Accordingly, it is wholly incorrect to refer to the school as Anna Kennedy's Baston House School. 23. However, our client stepped down from the role of director over a decade ago in May 2013. Since that time, our client has had no responsibility whatsoever for the operational running of the school. Moreover, she now has no relationship at all with the company which runs the school, and this has been the case since 2019. All of these facts are within the public domain already, and so it should not come as any surprise to you that we make these points now. 24. Accordingly, to suggest that our client owned and was in charge of the school at which children were abused physically, mentally and sexually between 2013 and now is wholly incorrect, misleading and totally defamatory. Our client cannot allow this narrative to continue to be published by you. 25. During the videos you refer to our client's conduct as being a fucking disgrace and allege that our client did not address any concerns when approached by a parent of a student, who apparently gave himself the name Mark Page. For the avoidance of doubt, our client has absolutely no recollection of, nor does she know this gentleman whatsoever who detailed abuse by way of restraint and assault. Furthermore, our client has no evidence relating to these allegations which it is claimed that she intentionally ignored. 26. Our client denies any allegation against her of turning a blind eye to abuse. It is undeniably the case that should our client ever be made aware of any allegations of abuse at Baston House School, even after her tenure had ended, she would, of course, have passed the information on to the relevant authorities. As you will appreciate, in relation to any such allegations, the correct course of action would be to report any such incidences to the Metropolitan Police, Ofsted, the relevant local authority and the school principal and the officers of the company. However, rather than pursuing matters via the appropriate channels to the relevant authorities who have the powers to investigate such matters and act accordingly, you have purposely embarked upon a campaign of harassment and defamation against our client who unquestionably has no standing in this regard. You must see that this will inevitably cause serious harm to our client's reputation and serious financial harm to her charity. This is in addition to inflicting significant harm on the disabled autistic members of her family who, understandably given your intentional behavior, do not feel safe. 27. For the avoidance of any doubt, and whilst as a matter of law it is for you as the maker of the defamatory statements to attempt to prove the truth of what you have written, our client vehemently rebuts the dreadful, defamatory statements you have made. Serious harm. 28. Your solicitors will advise you that it will be incumbent upon our client in any forthcoming high court action to establish that she has suffered and will suffer serious harm as a result of the published defamatory allegations. 29. The publication of your false narrative has caused and is likely to cause our client serious harm. 30. Cook v. MGN Limited, 2014, EWHC 2831, OB. Bean J took the approach that the most serious of serious allegations could give rise to an inference of serious harm and that some publications will be so obviously likely to cause serious harm that no evidence will be necessary. 31. In Lachoxo Independent Print Limited and Anor 2019. UKSC 27. The Supreme Court acknowledged that inferences of fact in relation to the serious harm caused by the publications can be drawn from the circumstances and context of the publication, including matters such as I. the scale of publication. 2. Evidence that the publication came to the attention of identifiable individuals and 3. the gravity of the statement. S32. Additionally, in Doyle v. Smith, 20,191 Amir 15. 117. Warby approved the following words of H.H.J. Maloney QC in Feedum v. Nourish Training, Trading a CSP Recruitment, 2016 Amir 10. Depending on the circumstances of the case, the claimant may be able to satisfy Section 1 without calling any evidence, by relying on the inferences of serious harm to reputation properly to be drawn from the level of the defamatory meaning of the words and the nature and extent of their publication. 33. In this case, it was found that if the allegations were indeed grave and had been published to a substantial number of members of a Facebook group, which had a particular interest in the subject matter, then an inference of serious harm could be drawn. 34. H.H. Spearman QC states in Paris v. Ajayi 2021, EWHC 285, OB. Although the Supreme Court stated the law differently from the Court of Appeal in Lachox v. Independent Print Limited 2018 OB 594, the following passages from the judgment of Davis LJ appear to me to be consonant with the correct legal analysis of Section 72. Serious reputational harm is capable of being proved by a process of inference from the seriousness of the defamatory meaning. There is no reason in libel cases for precluding or restricting the drawing of an inference of serious reputational harm derived from an objective appraisal of the seriousness of the imputation to be gathered from the words used. 73. The seriousness of the reputational harm is evaluated having regard to the seriousness of the imputation conveyed by the words used, coupled, where necessary or appropriate, with the context in which the words are used, for example, in a newspaper article or widely accessed blog. 35. Your posts across the internet, accessible worldwide, containing the very serious criminal allegations against our client, is clearly one to which inferential harm can be attributed. 36. Your publications are a perfect example of when it will be so obviously likely to cause continued serious harm that no evidence will be necessary. Your publication infers that our client is involved in the abuse, including sexual abuse, of children, one of the most serious allegations that could be made against a person. It is so likely to cause our client serious harm that, notwithstanding the remainder of our letter, we will not require any evidence in this regard. 37. Further, there is a presumption of falsity in English libel law, i.e. the burden of proof rests on you to prove the truth of your allegations in your publication. However, for the avoidance of doubt, our client states the allegations you have published about her are completely wrong. 38. There is no evidence of you making any effort to contact our client to verify your allegations. 39. Your publications are a statement of fact, not opinion, and constitute serious libels which will have the effect of causing our client significant loss of reputation and well-being. The assertion that our client has, when in a position of authority, with care of vulnerable children, allowed those children to be abused, sexually or otherwise, is dreadful, abhorrent, and likely to have an irreparable damaging effect on our client. Remedies. 40. Your conduct amounts to serious breaches of the civil and criminal law as we have set out above. The sanctions for breaking those laws are serious, and again we stress that your conduct will not be tolerated and the damage you are inflicting will not be allowed to continue. 41. We have advised our client that she would succeed in bringing court proceedings seeking the remedies set out below. A restraining order to prevent you from carrying out similar acts towards our client in the future. B an order that you remove all online posts created by you pertaining to our client and provide to our client. C the payment of substantial damages to reflect the harm caused to our client and her reputation. D payment of the legal costs incurred by our client in bringing proceedings. 42. However, as previously stated, our client very much wishes to avoid this route and is willing to take a pragmatic and conciliatory approach to draw a line under this matter against her. As such, we are instructed to write to you to offer a one-time only chance to avoid legal proceedings by agreeing to the following actions. A removal of all online posts pertaining to our client within 48 hours of receipt of this letter. B signing a copy of the attached undertakings which require you to undertake in writing that all posts have been removed and that you will not make any further post online pertaining to or relating to our client and or any member of her family or cause any other person to do so. 43. This correspondence represents an opportunity for you to resolve this issue by providing undertakings in the terms outlined above. 44. In a letter such as this, ordinarily we would also be demanding a substantial damages by way of compensation and b payment of our client's legal cost, which are considerable already. 45. You will have noted that we do not make these demands, although our client's rights are expressly reserved. Moreover, whilst she is entitled to recover her costs from you both for the gross harassment she has been subjected to and your defamatory statements, she is willing to allow you a resolution which will cost you nothing if this offer is accepted immediately. 46. Whilst we have referred to your defamatory postings, we have stopped short of suggesting that this is a media and communications claims pre-action protocol letter written under PD 53 Civil Procedure Rules. Such a letter will list every post and separately set out the ordinary meaning of the same in more detail. If the offer above is not accepted, we are already instructed to write to you again formally with a fully protocol compliant letter of claim for defamation. 47. However, in the absence of a positive response to this proposal, that would signal an intention to continue your conduct, and we will advise our client to issue high court proceedings against you for an interim order to restrain you without further notification in respect of the other claims identified: misuse of private information, breach of confidentiality, data breaches, harassment, etc. 48. If the proposal above is rejected, high court proceedings will be issued against you, which will be high profile and expensive, and we shall bring this letter to the court's attention when making submissions on costs pursuant to CPR 44.4, 49. This letter also serves as a warning to you against making any further posts online. There is no legitimate reason for you to do so. Acknowledgement and response. 50. Please acknowledge safe receipt of this letter promptly by return. 51. As stated, we require a response to our proposal by 4 p.m. on Monday, July 3, 2023, failing which our client has instructed us to proceed with appropriate action. 52. We therefore again repeat the suggestion that you urgently seek advice from solicitors specializing in these areas of law before responding. Yours faithfully, Manley's Manley's 8 Grosen out, 13715 Rests He Man 02020000124923003. After this legal threat, Kennedy decides to objectify Emma for the personal attention of Alexandra Forshaw, strictly private and confidential and not for publication or dissemination. Date, August 4, 2023, RF, MJMAK1 Your Ref, by email only. Maya Udicidic Dance, at, gmail.com. Dear Ms. Forshaw, our client, Dr. Anna Kennedy Obey 1, we are instructed by the above named client, on June 29, 2023. We wrote a letter to Emma Domain of Autistic Inclusive Meets. For ease of reference, we are attaching a copy of that letter. The entire purpose of the letter was to avoid our client having to issue legal proceedings against Ms. Domain and or Autistic Inclusive Meets Limited, which she represents, being a company limited by guarantee under company number 10883624, hereinafter referred to as the company. 2. The letter followed the publication by Ms. Domain of defamatory posts and videos about our client, accusing her, disgracefully, the commission of serious crimes including but not limited to sexually abusing children. Nothing could be further from the truth, as that letter of June 29, 2023, Ridley pointed out, our client is the mother of two adult autistic children and is married to an autistic man. She is a fierce and highly regarded campaigner in relation to issues affecting autistic people. For some unknown reason, Ms. Domain, and now seemingly other at the company, see below, have a clear agenda to besmirch our client's unblemished reputation online. She is no longer willing to tolerate this campaign of harassment and the publication of grotesque lies which seriously harm her reputation for, as a direct result of our client's personal and public involvement with autism, she has been, and remains incredibly reluctant to have to issue legal proceedings against any individual or organization, including the company, who does great work in the advancement of solutions for any person with autism or connected to it. But the scale, detail, and quantity of the defamatory posts is such that she simply cannot allow this to continue any further. 5. This letter is a last reaching out to see if you, as the secretary of the company, can rein in not only Emma Domain but any other person connected with the company from posting vile and highly defamatory posts online. 6. Notwithstanding the clear warning in our letter of 29 June, 2023, that the letter was strictly confidential, subject to copyright, and should not be shared with any third party other than a solicitor, Ms. Domain chose to publish a copy of the letter online on 7. This firm's rights in relation to that deliberate copyright infringement are strictly reserved, though we should state here that it amounts to a flagrant breach which would result in a court being unlimited in the exemplary damages it could award. Under S97.2, Copyright Designs and Patents Act 1988, if this letter is also published online, we will have no hesitation in commencing proceedings for damages under that act without further letter of claim or notice. Ms. Domain clearly considers she is above the law. She is not. Manley's used the term partner to describe a senior solicitor, employee or consultant with relevant experience, expertise and qualifications to merit the title. Manley's is the trading name Fainer Street, Case Diaries, Crow v. Cout, is 7-151 Porgut Ser, Crete, G11C, a lit of Dr. S. Alotar Apatit at the rated off key, 8. We will not repeat all of what our letter of June 29, 2023, said. As stated, we have attached a copy to this email for your ease of reference. It referred to the multiple defamatory postings, and the course of conduct amounting to harassment of our client. 9. Seemingly unperturbed by that letter, having had the audacity to publish a copy of it rather than perhaps take the more sensible route of obtaining legal advice upon her position, Ms. Domain has continued her campaign as follows. A. Ms. Domain appears to have forwarded our letter to AIM in the U.S., and it posted as follows on July 20, 2023, by Aviva Siegler, https://autistisinclusivemeets.org July 20, 2023 AIM threatened for fighting, abuse FCLID equals .war 1 RZH 05 NRHBFZU 5 PVXGV 40 H8A 2 SP MRP FGLEV NIU 3 BM 189 UTTWHMB Within that post Ms. Siegler made the following comment. Baston House was opened by Anna Kennedy Obey in 2010. Anna was involved with the company running the school until 2019. She clearly had not posted the letter she unlawfully published, as paragraphs 22-23 of it make clear that A. Our client was only one of several directors of Baston House School. B. She did not own the school as alleged. C. It should not have been referred to as Anna Kennedy's Baston House School. D. Our client stepped down from the role of director in May 2013. And since then has had no responsibility for the running of the school. See, the post attracted attention. No doubt the entire object of the post demanding explanations from our client, for example, on Twitter, which era reasonable to assume that anyone stating or inferring otherwise is likely acting maliciously to harm her reputation, which raises the issue of both civil and criminal liability. You should be aware that subsequent to the 30th of July, 2023, people claiming to have direct experience of Mr. Page and his approach to his son's education have come forward voluntarily. This information could be significant in understanding his actions. While we can't provide specific details about the shared information at this point, please be aware that, in the case of legal proceedings, full disclosure from all relevant parties will be sought. We raise this as this is something you and Mr. Page should be aware of, for the avoidance of doubt. This shouldn't fetter him making a complaint made in good faith on behalf of his son using the correct procedures. Sick. G. Mark Page's allegations are clearly defamatory of our client. His comments are actionable against him, and as Ms. Domain has published them on Facebook, and procures the defamatory statements with questions against her 10. We have advised our client, no privileges waived, that she has clear legal claims in defamation against Emma Domain, Mark Page, and the company. We started this letter by explaining that our client is hugely reluctant to cause any charity financial distress. A defamation and harassment claim would cost significant sums of money, as the allegations are grossly untrue. There is no defense to them. The liability for payment of damages to our client, and the attendant legal costs, would be huge. We suspect adverse court orders would likely result in the insolvency of the defendants. That is not our client's wish. She wants common sense to prevail here to avoid an escalation, but that NAR requires, by no later than 4 p.m. Wednesday, August 9, 2023, the following. D. It would appear that some thought has gone into publication of our letter in the U.S. rather than the U.K. This is because the securing the protection of our enduring and established constitutional heritage, speech, act is a 2010 federal statutory law in the United States that makes foreign libel judgments unenforceable in U.S. Clearly the belief was that posting in the U.S. would prevent an action in the U.K. Sadly, this scheming ignored the fact that there is no equivalent in the U.S. preventing enforcement of copyright infringements. The result is that AIM in the U.S. is liable for flagrant breach and the action can be issued in the U.K. As stated, our rights are strictly reserved pending the response to this letter. E. Matters escalated with another post by Ms. Domain. https://fb.watch/m6sfpdzpnv/on30july2023 on Facebook. This is a video being shot by Ms. Domain, featuring one Mark Page. Mark Page referring to alleged abuse of his son. F. It is evident to any reasonable person that our client has no involvement in any allegations concerning Baston House, made by Mr. Page or anyone else. We cannot comment on the truth or falsehood of any such allegations since proper procedures require complaints to be submitted in good faith, in writing, directly to the school's head teacher in the first instance. In case Mr. Page expresses any confusion regarding the procedure to follow, we want to assure him that he should be easily able to obtain a copy of the specific procedure directly from Baston House School. As you know, our client has not been responsible for operations at Baston House for over a decade, making her unable to investigate any claims. It is wholly unnecessary for the reasons above rather than any complaints being correctly channeled. See paragraph 26 of our letter of June 29, 2023. Tweet. At Bethtastic hugely shocked to read this. I assume a public explanation isn't going to happen then at Anna Kennedy 1. I really had hoped there would be ownership of these allegations as the public records show you were involved. A. Your acknowledgement of receipt of this letter. B. The irrevocable removal of all posts referring to our client by any of person connected with the company, including Mr. Page, and including in the U.S., by 4 p.m. 9 degrees August, 2023. See confirmation that Ms. Domain, Mr. Page, and the company, via your undertaking, will provide written undertakings, to be provided by us, not to publish any defamatory, or private and confidential post or information about our client in future. 11. Ordinarily we would seek agreement that you also indemnify our client in respect of the costs she has incurred in instructing us to write this very reasonable letter. Additionally, she is entitled to substantial damages given the gravity of the allegations being wrongly leveled at her. She has no desire of any financial gain here. Provided the undertakings referred to above are provided, our client will waive her entitlement to damages and costs. Without a shred of doubt, our client is wholly opposed to the mistreatment of any child, be they autistic or otherwise. Those who know her will attest to this fact. Furthermore, despite Mr. Page's recent intolerable behavior, she remains supportive of the constructive guidance being made available to him and his son, as shared on Facebook and other platforms. This stands as indisputable proof that our client is committed to doing the right thing even in challenging and personally abusive situations such as this. Whilst our client is taking a very reasonable and pragmatic approach to this dreadful campaign against her, she is not prepared to allow it to continue. She is aware that your organization does some very good work, and her preference is that this should continue and develop and not be compromised by the above wrongdoing. However, if this very generous offer is not accepted, by the time stated, we are instructed to take all necessary legal steps to protect our client's reputation, and once it becomes necessary to take those steps, our client will want her costs paying and a substantial payment of damages to a charity of her choosing. We therefore hope that common sense will now prevail. We strongly urge that you take specialist legal advice in connection with this letter urgently. Yours sincerely, Manly's Manly's. Response from Kennedy's husband. There was a response from Kennedy's husband to this situation. Instead of fixing the problems, they decide to go this route. Anna has recently been contacted by a gentleman who goes by the name of Mark Page, seemingly seeking her assistance in investigating allegations made by his son concerning his time as a pupil at Baston House School, located at Baston Road, Hayes, Bromley, Kent, BR27OB. This gentleman claims to have met Anna on three occasions at what appears to be social gatherings and asserts that he has raised concerns with her previously. However, upon examining all available emails and letters, unfortunately she cannot find any correspondence from this individual. In any case, Anna has had no operational responsibilities in relation to this school for over a decade. She is clearly not able to conduct any investigation at Baston House School on behalf of Mr. Page or anyone else, for that matter. Having said that, Mr. Page and it seems his son are evidently in need of assistance, and it is only right that I attempt to provide them with some guidance that may prove valuable. Moreover, this guidance may also be of help to anyone else facing similar concerns about Baston House School or any other school. It is evident that Mr. Page is not the alleged victim. Instead, it is his son who he claims to have been the subject of misconduct. Details about Mr. Page's son have not been provided. However, from an objective standpoint, it is perhaps concerning that Mr. Page has chosen to raise matters on his son's behalf in a public manner. It is difficult to see how such an approach could ever be beneficial or appropriate. Furthermore, if Mr. Page's son is a young person, the default position is that he should be the one pursuing any allegations. Nevertheless, Mr. Page, as well as any other parent, is free to explore issues such as deputyship and power of attorney. This does not imply that parents like Mr. Page would be entirely disempowered. Rather, the focus would be mainly on the alleged victim who should be heard. I am not able to provide Mr. Page with legal advice. However, I can offer the following guidance. Mr. Page's son should consider addressing the matters he complains about directly with the head teacher of Baston House School, who, as I have found through my investigation, is Ms. Rachel Martin, and there is a contact email on the school website. To assist Mr. Page and his son, I have already contacted Ms. Martin, explaining that concerns have been raised by Mr. Page, and one can assume his son, and advising that they may get in touch with her directly to provide the relevant details, which have not been provided by myself. It is reasonable to assume that Ms. Martin will respond appropriately to any approach from Mr. Page and his son. I did not share Mr. Page's contact details as, amongst other things, these are not in my possession. Whilst I cannot comment on the veracity of any of Mr. Page's claims of misconduct towards his son, if his son makes allegations that could possibly lead to criminal liability, the obvious next step would be to consider reporting such matters to the police, who have extensive powers to investigate such issues. Naturally, I cannot assist Mr. Page's son by contacting the police on his behalf. However, getting in touch with the police is not an onerous task, as they are always just a phone call away. Mr. Page's son may also consider raising the allegations with the local authority, although it is unclear who this would be in his case. Finding out the relevant contact information should not be problematic. For completeness, anyone wishing to pursue a complaint to school is always free to seek legal advice beforehand or at any time. It is essential to note that addressing such matters on social media is not advisable, not least of all because to do so may incur civil and/or criminal liability. Setting that to one side, Anna believes that Mr. Page also requires proper guidance and direction, which is why I am willing to assist in this regard. When pursuing a complaint, it is strongly suggested that it is most effective to present it in a comprehensive letter format which is clearly drafted and contains all complaints and relevant evidence. A copy of any such letter should be kept. It is of utmost importance to raise complaints as soon as possible, following the relevant procedure. Any allegations made by a school pupil, particularly those concerning mistreatment, deserve to be investigated assuming they are made in good faith. It is regrettable that Mr. Page chose to address these concerns publicly. Nonetheless, I hope that he, his son, or anyone else in a similar position will find this guidance helpful, enabling them to proceed effectively and with focus. I have done my best to assist and cannot reasonably do any more, as indeed neither can Anna. Having said, there is no need for Mr. Page nor his son to thank me. It would be more than sufficient thanks if they were able to pursue any evidence-based complaints they have more effectively than has clearly been the case thus far. In conclusion, in all such cases I always hope that the correct outcome is achieved. Sean Kennedy, Barrister. Anna Kennedy Online. Sean Kennedy, barrister and Anna Kennedy's husband. You may have come after Emma and you are in the same country. Good luck trying to come after me in the United States, especially in the state of New York, where entities such as the Justice Center to Protect Disabled People exist. Sources, https://www.hillingdonminersjewel.org.uk https://www.bastonhouseschool.org.uk About us. What we do. https://www.leeday.co.uk news/2019 news case against specialist school settled on behalf of boy with autism. https://www.leeday.co.uk news/2019 news family of autistic child subjected to a spit hood calls for tighter regulation of specialist schools. https://autistisinclusivemeets.org July 20, 2023 aim threatened for fighting abuse. https://www.anakanadionline.com/response-to-a request for assistance. FCLID equals IWR3N9BGPQZTAMNL8OKMZXCIIKBMJHF5UXWJZ1HBZH98LEFYIAGILTAANA's book. Not Stupid, an informant who is an accountant for over 40 years.
Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening.